And that's the introduction to Neil Taylor. G'day, Neil.
G'day, mate.
It's an old introduction, that one. You heard that many times before.
Oh, yes. Yep, back from my days when I was on Yarra Valley FM. That was the introduction that... forgotten her name.
Midnight Oil.
Yeah, but there was the introduction that was made for me for the my show that I had there.
What was the name of the program?
Gosh.
While you think about it.
I was Be the Change, yeah.
Be the Change, yeah. Indeed. Well, let's be the change and welcome to our studio again. Neil Taylor from Holy Fools, and for the benefit of the listener who doesn't know anything about Holy Fools, perhaps you can explain a little bit all about that.
Holy Fools is a small charity that's based in Lilydale, but that kind of works within the Yarra Ranges and sort of the outer eastern area, working with people who are on the street and experiencing homelessness. And we do things like we provide material aid and comfort to anyone that's on the street. And we can provide things like, blankets, food, clothing, sleeping gear and things like that, swags and things like that. But we also do things like referrals and advocacy as well for those kind of things. And it's not just people on the street. We're talking about people who are living in cars. Anyone who's homeless basically can get access to some services. But we also do things like education. We go out and talk about things like this and go to schools and churches and community groups and things like that. We do a lot of advocacy work as a sector as well. So we do, to try and get systemic change happening in the area, which has been pretty successful over the years, but still a long way to go. And then we also do a bit of research. So we sort of look into... whether what we're doing is effective, what's happening and is happening, you know, within the sector, is working in the community and things like that. And often that says that, no, it's not. a lot of times what we're doing is not quite working for the amount of sheer volume of people that are now starting to be seeking help.
So you're seeing big increases in the volume of people. But also, what about the demographic? What about the age range? Are you seeing changes there?
Pretty much. There seems to be, I would say that we're not seeing any major demographic change. The people that are turning up are definitely people who we would not normally see. So people who have had housing and working and things like that.
Right.
But we're seeing people now who are turning up for material aid help, and they're not homeless. They're sort of living on a month-to-month basis on their rent or their mortgage, mm-hmm. and really struggling for things like food and help with other bills and things like that. And that's not what we're set up for. So
you do have a resource centre there at the Chirnside Park Shopping Centre?
That's we call that our ARC, Activity and Resource Centre, and that's basically where we collect and store donations,
right,
and all our gear. And we have, we have gear for Christmas lunches and all of the other functions that we do, including Street Angels. So that's all kept there in storage, and that's where we collect all the donations too. So
if you have donations, if you're struck by this interview and want to donate to Holy Fools, there's go into the Chirnside Park Shopping Centre. Right up in the back wall there is the ARC.
That's right.
From Holy Fools.
On the far right side, and it's open on Saturdays from 12 till 3.
Right. But you have another centre we'll come back to in a moment, but you mentioned Street Angels. Tell us a bit about Street Angels, Neil.
Well, Street Angels has been going for almost about 10 years now, and it's a weekly lunch that we put on, and that's held down at Melba Park in Lilydale, and we have a team of people who prepare meals for that, and we go down to the park and we set up chairs and tables and serve everyone lunch, and usually there for a couple of hours with people. And it's turned – it's very much now more of a community meal than it is specifically focused on just people who are homeless. We get all sorts of people turning up. We get a lot of people who are homeless turning up, but we also get a lot of people from the community who are lonely, isolated, or just want a bit of a feed.
And presumably not just from Lilydale. I guess they come from far and wide too.
Oh, yeah.
To come in. Rain, hail or shine?
Well, yeah, we tend to stay under the tree in Melba Park if it's nice and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
If there is rain, we've got an ulterior location a different location that's near the footy grounds that we can go into. And then we've decided that this year we're going to, during winter, we'll actually move the whole thing to our new centre that we've got.
Yes, well, let's tell us about this exciting new centre. This is a brand new centre. It's still being equipped at the moment. You've got some needs there, but a bit of a history on that and how you're funding that or how you're arranging this.
Well, this is something we've had as a real passion and interest of ours for many, many, many years. We actually, one of our first things we did as an organisation back 15 years ago now, was work with the Salvation Army and opened a drop-in centre in Lilydale. And that was on Clark Street in the old Club X building there.
Mm-hmm.
And that operated for almost 2 years and became a real third place for a lot of people. And we were doing things like we would run our community meal out of there every Friday night. We had art groups. We had a men's group. We had a thing called Sangers where we had people come in. They made their own sandwiches and we just talked about current issues and things like that. It was a really nice place to go. It had nice, comfortable facilities, and it was, you know, a couple of computers for people to use. It had a lounge area, TV and stuff like that, books.
It sounds like the sort of thing that a community house or a neighbourhood house would do.
Exactly.
Even libraries provided some of the services you just mentioned.
Well, we also did a lot of referrals and provided food and things like that.
Yeah.
But this time round, we've realised that a lot of what we were doing back then was now being done by a community house, and we've got, you know, a really fantastic one in Lilydale now.
Yes.
So we've realised that, and we're focusing back again on just on homelessness. So the new centre, a quick rundown on that is we were looking, our lease had come up for an office in our office in Montrose, and we were looking around, and it was my daughter who said, oh, you know, there's this really great place in Lilydale that is now vacant. You could move in there. So we looked at it, and its rent was just comparable for a massive area in the heart of Lilydale compared to an 80 square metre office in Montrose. It sort of was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And so we finished the lease up at Montrose, and we moved over here. And it was basically it used to be the CIS, Sierra Rangers, op shop.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So people
know it as a place to go for this sort of thing anyway.
That's right, yeah. But it was a lot of work. It's been a lot of work over the last 12 months gutting it and then rebuilding a lot of the things. We've built walls. We've built offices. We tore walls down, changed carpets. It's been a lot of work. We've had some amazing volunteers and people work on it, and we're still in the last throes of it now. The biggest thing we've got was a state government grant to build an accessible toilet and shower. That's been built by Hagen Tiny Homes up at Launching Place, and then it'll be transported to our site and then installed. And I've got the plumber coming tomorrow to finish the plumbing connections for it to go into.
It's a long walk from Launching Place to Lilydale. How are you going to manage that? I imagine an accessible toilet would be a huge.
It's going to be massive
construction. How do you get that there?
As far as I'm aware, I'm not sure if the guys who are making it or what, we've been talking about it, but I can't know for definite.
Yeah.
Putting it on the back of a flatbed truck with a crane hoist and bringing it down and dropping it off. Now, we can get it into the centre with the crane. It'll be able to sort of manoeuvre it into the centre, but then we're going to need a forklift or something to manoeuvre it back
in place.
Place it in its place. So that's the sort of challenges that we're up to at the moment. So I'm not sure how we're going to get it from Launching Place. There is a chance that the construction guys, the guys Henry from Tiny Homes there, can help, but I'm not sure. So we'll sort of see in the next couple of weeks what's happening. In fact, it's due to come in the next 3 weeks.
So if you've got a flatbed truck, a forklift or a crane, reach out to Neil Taylor at Holy Fools. You might be able to help out.
That would be wonderful. Yeah.
What's the phone number, Neil?
1300 133 889.
1300 133 889 for Holy Fools in Lilydale. We're going to be joined by Heidi Tucker soon. Heidi Tucker from Anchor, and talk about a specific case of homelessness, which was recently featured in an article in The Guardian. We might leave that for a moment. Anything else you want to talk about Holy Fools and immediate needs?
Just the we've got the centre, we've got a shower, the toilet will be arriving, we've got laundry facilities, so pretty much we're almost ready to go down there. And we're going to need people to come down and volunteer there. So we're going to need people pretty much on a daily basis, you know, who want to come down and spend some time there, not only to help run the place, but also to engage with anyone that does turn up.
I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? People, volunteers are just there, and homeless people in need come in. You just mix with them and network with them, find out what their needs are.
Yeah.
They may well open up to somebody who, someone with dental care issues or other issues that you can refer them on to.
And the easiest thing to do is just make them a cup of coffee or a cold drink and just sit down and have a chat. Listen to them.
What about this song? It's called The Homeless Song. Stefan Eicher, recorded in 2019. Homeless Song.
Thumping from passing cars, those who claim